Over 200 years ago, the Alter Rebbe was spreading Chassidus, the secrets of the Torah, because this is the way to bring Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, so everybody is going to see Hashem, going to know about Hashem. So like Erev Shabbos, you have all the nice foods getting ready. So on Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to like take a taste of the food. It's like getting ready for Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe was spreading Chassidus, deep secrets of the Torah. It's like getting ready for Mashiach to come a lot of different ways. So up in Shemayim, there was a big like noise, a big shturim, a big commotion. How is the Alter Rebbe allowed to spread all these secrets of the Torah? They're always secret. No one knew about it down here in this world. For many years, only the biggest Chachamim, the Tzaddikim, knew, but they had to keep it secret. Now the Alter Rebbe is spreading to everyone. So in Shemayim, there came a gezeira, and also down here in this world, there were people who they were upset and they were jealous. They were upset at the Alter Rebbe. So a lot of different people had different reasons why they were upset. There were some people who they, Rachman al-Aslan, were fighting against Yiddishkeit. They didn't like people doing mitzvahs. So when they saw the Alter Rebbe spreading more mitzvahs and more chassidus, they said, ooh, we got to stop the Alter Rebbe somehow, because he's making everybody serve Hashem. There were people, Chas v'Shalom, who were called Maskilim. There were other people who, they were Froma people, but they didn't want to learn chassidus for different reasons. Some of them were scared. They said, what is this, a new thing? They got scared. They didn't know what it was. Some people were jealous, but there were a lot of different reasons why there were people, even Froma people, they were against the Alter Rebbe. So together, they said, we got a mini idea. They went to the government, and they said, you know, the Alter Rebbe, he's against the king. He's against the government. What do you mean he's against the government? What does he do? They made up a few things that said the Alter Rebbe is doing wrong. Well, first of all, the Alter Rebbe is sending money to Eretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land. What's wrong? Alter Rebbe sending tzedakah? No, because in charge of Eretz Yisrael then was a different country that's against Russia, a country called Turkey, and they were against Russia. So the Alter Rebbe, when he's sending money, what do you think he's sending for poor people? No, he's sending for the king over there so they could fight against Russia. He's fighting against the king. Another thing they said is the Alter Rebbe, when he says he's a Rebbe, you think he just says he thinks he's the king. He wants to be king instead of the king in Russia. So he's joining with the king in Turkey to fight against the Tsar, so he'll be the king then. And they brought other things that some things, like saying Chassidus, they're deep concepts, and they try to say, well, this means the king's bad. Like it says in Chassidus, it talks about Malchus, about kingship. And they said, well, it says about kingship, but the last, he means the king's the lowest. They made up a bunch of funny things, but the government, they didn't know. They're going. They said, okay, the Alter Rebbe is fighting against the king, so we need to bring him to jail and find out. If he's fighting against the king, he has to be punished. So at first, they came to arrest the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe went out the back door and just left to wait till they calmed down. Because the Alter Rebbe said, first of all, when there's a time of like anger in Shemayim, you gotta just like wait for the time to pass, and we'll see what happens later. And also, they came to arrest the Alter Rebbe with some soldiers. So what? Some Goyish soldiers can't control Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is a big tzaddik. So the Alter Rebbe was thinking, should I go to jail with the soldiers, or should I not? He's trying to think. Do I want to go to jail? Do I not want to go to jail? If the Alter Rebbe would not want to go to jail, then no soldiers could touch him. You know, when Yaakov Avinu, he sent a message to Yosef, he didn't know yet it was his son, the king. It was a whole trick. You know, he wanted Binyamin to come, he kept Shimon, and there was a whole trick happening. So Yaakov sent a message to Yosef, who was the king then, and said, you know, like, you gotta be careful, because if I'm gonna cry to Hashem, a tear is gonna come out of my eyes, the whole Mitzrayim can collapse. You gotta be careful who you're starting up with. And because a big tzaddik, you can't start up with them. It doesn't make a difference. You have thousands of soldiers. It doesn't make a difference. So Alter Rebbe is thinking, I want to go to jail. I want to go to jail. Find out that they've decided, I'll go. Because obviously there was something in Shemayim. And the Alter Rebbe figured that if he goes to jail, and he wins Sita Mesiras Nefesh, then it's going to be even greater after when he wins. And that's what happened. The Al Tereb was in jail because it was a Gzeinat Shemaim against spreading Chassidus. And when he won, he had Mesiras Nefesh, and he won, so now he's able to spread even more Chassidus, and it was even a much greater thing than before. So they came back right after Sukkot, the soldiers, and they took the Alter Rebbe in a black wagon, which they take in a black wagon only like the worst criminals, people fighting against the government. And they brought him to jail. But the jail they brought him to wasn't close by, it was far away. It was a very big jail, so they're traveling. And it came on Friday, it was coming a little closer to Shabbos. And the Alter Rebbe said, you know, we're coming close to Shabbos. We can't travel on Shabbos. Can you please stop the wagon and not travel on Shabbos? So the guy in charge, the soldiers, just laughed and said, ha, I'm the minister. You're a prisoner. You're going to tell me what to do? You're going to tell me to stop the wagon and not ride on Shabbos? Huh? And just kept on going. All of a sudden, when the minister said, no, we keep on going, one of the wheels on this wagon broke. And they couldn't move anymore. Said it broke. Okay, go quickly and get someone from the town. Come fix it. They brought someone to fix the wagon. And they started going again. And then something else broke in the wagon. And again, they couldn't travel. So they, oh no, it says, quick, let's fix this. What happened here? They fixed it, started going. And then all of a sudden, one of the horses died. So again, they couldn't travel. And they said, oh no, a horse died. Let's go get another horse, quick. They hooked up another horse. Everything is ready. Nothing's broken. Let's go. And the wagon doesn't move. So all of a sudden, they finally realized that, oh, the Alter Rebbe said, does not travel because Shabbos is coming. We said, no, a thing broke. Another thing broke. A horse died. Now, oh, it must be because there's a rabbi here. Oh, okay, you know what? If you don't let us go, can we just go to the next town and wait there for Shabbos? And the Alter Rebbe said, no, can't go that much. Said, wait, at least pull over the side of the road? Yeah, that you could do. They pulled over the side of the road, and that's where they stayed for Shabbos. They didn't travel on Shabbos. In fact, there were people who knew where that spot the Alter Rebbe stayed for Shabbos. And all around, like far, whole area around, like the trees dried up and got not nice. The place the Alter Rebbe stayed, that exact spot, they said stayed beautiful. And stayed nice, always. Because the tzaddik was there, it had a special effect on the place. So the Alter Rebbe was taken to jail. And there's a lot more to the story. Rebbe's just saying part of it, a little part of the story. The room he was brought in was under the ground, and there was no windows. So it was dark, unless you light a candle. There was no clocks. And one of the people there in the jail wanted to have fun a little bit, you know, play a joke. Is if you're in a dark jail cell under the ground, there's no light for many days, you don't know what time it is. Is it a day? Is it night? Is it this? Is it that? So one of them came in and asked the Alter Rebbe, why are you sleeping now? It's the middle of the night. Really, it was the middle of the day. It was outside, the sun was shining, but down, deep in the ground, you can't see anything. So Alter Rebbe said, no, it's not. It's not the middle of the night. It's 5 minutes after whatever time it was. The clock just changed. And this person was shocked. Said, how do you know? There was no clocks there anywhere. So how do you know what time it was? So Alter Rebbe told him, because in Shemayim, every single hour, there is something changes in Shemayim. When the special names of Hashem that shine in the world, every hour it changes, shines a little different. When the people started coming and talking to Alter Rebbe, then more and more they realized that the Alter Rebbe wasn't a regular person, that it was a big tzaddik and a very wise person. In fact, there were so many people talking to him and realized he was so special, they went back to the king and they said, you know who you have and what in your jail cell? There's some special person, the man of Hashem. He knows everything in the world. So the king himself said, you know what? Let me go check this out. I want to go see him. So the king took off his royal king clothes and put on regular clothes, like a regular person, and he came to visit. And again, back then, they didn't have pictures everywhere. They could see what the king looks like. He just walked in the jail cell, and all of a sudden, Alter Rebbe stood up out of respect, said, greetings, your majesty. He said, your majesty, I'm not the king. You're not going to say your majesty, someone's not the king. That's rebelling against the king. You can't say I can't call you your majesty the king. I'm not the king. He says, no, you are the king. I see in Shemayim, as soon as he walked in, I saw in Shemayim something special that only a king has. It came. So the king realized, wow, this is not a regular person. I walked in and he sees in Shemayim things. He said, this is a tzaddik. There were other people who came to Alter Rebbe, and they had many different questions, and they were all amazed. For example, they came to Alter Rebbe, they realized he's a very big chacham, and they wanted to ask him questions. They just got then one of the first maps of America. Now, again, they didn't have cameras back then, and they didn't have airplanes. They could fly up high and take pictures of what the place looks like. So people had to walk around, and they would draw a map. Oh, what this place looks like, what that place looks like. And together, they made a whole big map. And the first map of America came to Russia. So all their, you know, their scientists and their people were looking at the map and studying it. And they said, let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. They brought it to Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe looked at it. And he made a circle and said, right over here, there's a mistake on the map. So, wow. They're looking at it, thinking. And they said, you know, could be a stack of mistake. They said, but Alter Rebbe, how do you know that? If none of us knew, how do you know? You were never in America, and you didn't fly a plane over. They didn't have planes. How on earth did you know? Do you know that? So Alter Rebbe said, is the first letter in the whole Torah is the letter Beis. And the letter Beis is a hint to what the world looks like. So I know all the secrets of the Torah behind the letter Beis. All the deep, deep meanings. So therefore, I know not only in general what the world looks like, I know every exact detail, exactly what the world looks like. And according to what I learned, this is right, this is right, this is right. Right there is a mistake. So the people making the map, they didn't know they made a mistake. The Alter Rebbe, who was on the other side of the world, he knew exactly what was happening. There was also one of the ministers came into Alter Rebbe, and this person who worked there was a very smart person, and he said, Rebbe, I want to ask you a question. I learned in the Chumash that after Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem asked him, Ayeka, where are you? So he asked Alter Rebbe, why did Hashem need to ask, where are you? Didn't Hashem know what Adam HaRishon is? Why did Hashem ask him? So Alter Rebbe said, well, there's a big mefarish, a special person called Rashi, and he says that Hashem wanted to start a conversation. It shouldn't shock him. Let's say, for example, I know that this boy misbehaved today. So if I'm going to start off and say, I know you did it! Yeah, a little uncomfortable, a little shocked. Instead, I'll say, hello, how are you? How was your morning? You know what happened. So it's just like a way to start talking. So the minister told it all to Rebbe, I know what Rashi says. I know that already. I already learned that. But I want to know, what do you say, Rebbe? So Alter Rebbe asked him, do you believe that Hashem is in charge of everything in the whole world? And Hashem has Ashkacha Pratis, Hashem watches and it controls every single thing in the whole entire world? And he said, yes, I do. So he said, okay, I'll tell you. He says, you, for example, said exactly how old he was, 50-something years old. Hashem calls out and says, Ayeka, where are you? Meaning, are you doing what you're supposed to do in the world? Hashem put a person in the world with a purpose, to serve Hashem, to do good things. Where are you? Adam HaRishon just went against the one mitzvah Hashem gave him. Hashem saying, where are you? Meaning, where are you holding? What are you doing? So this minister was very impressed by the answer. And it makes sense. And not only Hashem's asking, where are you? But Hashem physically saying, what are you doing? And the minister was all said, you know, he wants to help the Alter Rebbe in his court case. There's another part of this that not everybody knows, is that when the Alter Rebbe gave this answer to this minister, it actually saved the Alter Rebbe himself when he said this answer. Because the Alter Rebbe, why was he in jail? Because he was spreading chassidus and teaching people about Hashem. So he was so excited that he gets to do a mitzvah and help spread chassidus. He gets to have mesiras nefesh for it. And the Alter Rebbe's Nesham was going higher and higher, and his Nesham almost went up to Shemayim. There is by some very big tzaddikim, when they had such big avas Hashem, love of Hashem, the Nesham went all the way up and didn't want to go back down. So his Nesham almost like flew up in Shemayim, he was so excited to be able to do such a special mitzvah. But he reminded, well, wait a second, I just told that guy, what's Ayeko, Hashem's telling you, what are you doing here? Are you doing the mission you're supposed to be here for? So Alter Rebbe said, ooh, I can't get so exciting up to Shemayim. Hashem wants me to be here in the world. So it helped Alter Rebbe, like, so to speak, stay down in this world. There was once, then they had to take the Alter Rebbe from one side of a jail to another side. They had to take him in a boat over this big thing of water. So it was in the middle of the night, and the moon was shining, and the Alter Rebbe wanted to do Kiddush Levana. So the Alter Rebbe asked the minister in charge, the person in charge of the boat, can you please stop the boat? I want to say a blessing that Jews say. Thank Hashem for the moon. So again, the minister said, what? I'm not going to listen to you. You're a prisoner. And he kept on going. All of a sudden, the boat stopped by itself. And the Alter Rebbe started saying a little bit at the beginning of Kiddush Levana, and then the Alter Rebbe stopped. And the boat started going again by itself. And then again, the Alter Rebbe asked the minister, can you please stop the boat? So by now, the minister realized, I should probably say yes. He stopped the boat by himself. Now he's asking me a favor, can you please stop the boat? So, okay, fine. Said, I'll stop the boat on condition you give me a blessing. This minister saw, he saw the Alter Rebbe special person, said, I want a blessing from you. So the Alter Rebbe wrote a special bracha for him on a piece of paper and gave it to him. And this guy who got it, he lived a very long life, and he was very rich, and he went up and got very powerful, and he had very special good things happen to him. But the biggest pella, the biggest wonder is how he had the schus that he got to keep a piece of paper with the Alter Rebbe's holy handwriting on it. That's the biggest amazing thing. That's the guy had a schus to keep a paper with the Alter Rebbe's ksav yad. With, you know, anything that a tzaddik touches, has already has a kedush in it. And something the Rebbe writes is people hold it special. The Rebbe himself touched it. So somehow this guy had a schus to keep that paper. Now, about this story, you might think it's kind of interesting. The Alter Rebbe stopped the boat with a miracle and started doing Kiddush Levana. And then the Alter Rebbe stopped saying the words. And the boat started going by itself. And he said, can you please stop the boat? What? The boat stopped already. Why did he have to stop the boat again? Ask the guy to stop it. It's because Hashem made the world, this physical world, and Hashem wants, and the Alter Rebbe knows, that the mitzvahs, we're supposed to do as much as we could without miracles, through nature. You know, if a person needs a little nesrig, so what do they do? Say, Hashem, send a little nesrig. Comes out of Shemaim? Not usually. Usually someone takes an airplane, goes to the country where they grow and cuts them and brings them, then you pay money for it. That's, you know, using nature. So when the Alter Rebbe, when he wanted to do the mitzvah, to say a bracha, Kiddush Levana, he didn't want to do it through a miracle, he got the boat to stop. He wanted that push it. The guy agreed and he told, turn off the boat, you know, the way of nature. And then he gets to do it. So now, when the Alter was in jail, they were asking a lot of questions. You know, they said that you did this thing wrong, that thing wrong. They were asking, why do you do this? And Alter Rebbe had to explain to these goyim a lot of deep things. And a lot of deep things that are very deep things in Chassidus to these simple goyim, which was a very hard thing. But the Alter Rebbe did. Some things the Alter Rebbe said, some things the Alter Rebbe wrote, and then they had to translate it. There's a lot more stories here, but I'm only saying again, we only have a little bit of time, sing part of it. When the Alter Rebbe was in jail, so two big tzaddikim, who are already in Gan Eden, came down to visit him. And these were his Rebbe, the Mizritcha Magid, and his Rebbe's Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, whom the Alter Rebbe also would call Baal Shem Tov his Zaydi. He wasn't his physical Zaydi, but he was his Rebbe's Rebbe. And someone who teaches you Torah is called a father. So the Mizritch Magid's Rebbe was like the Mizritch Magid's father. He called him a Zaydi. And he asked them, why am I here in jail? What did I do wrong? And he said, because you spread so many secrets of the Torah, they became like a Gzeidah in Shemaim. Who gave him permission to spread so much secrets? He said, okay, so when I get out of jail, should I stop? And they said, no. Now that you did it, and you haven't considered this nefesh, you're giving yourself over to spread the secrets of the Torah, when you come out and you're going to win, you should spread even more. And that's what the Alter Rebbe did.
is called before Petterburg and after Petterburg. The Chassidus that he has said before Petter and afterwards, he's explained even more. So when everyone realized that the Alter Rebbe is a special person, and everything they said against him was only made up, and this is something special from Hashem, even the Goyim realized, and this fact, this is like preparing for Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, the whole entire world is going to realize how special the Yidden are, and even the Goyim are going to all praise Hashem. So here, when even these Goyim in the government were all saying how special Alter Rebbe is, and how great the wisdom he has of Hashem is, it was like preparing for Mashiach. So finally they let him free. It was after 53 days of being in jail, and there's 53 prakim in Tanya. So they finally let him go. By accident, they brought him to the wrong house next door, who was someone who was very against the Alter Rebbe. And when the Alter Rebbe came into his house, so they closed the door, and then he started acting very not nice. And he started screaming the Alter Rebbe, and saying, "You're here. What? You think you're better? You think you have to change everything? You had to change the siddur? What?" So I was screaming and acting very, very, very not nice, this person. So people, the chassidim, heard the Alter was freed. He's being sent home. But where is he? How come he's not here already? So finally, after a few hours, after like 3 hours, they said, maybe they brought him to the wrong address. And they went to the next door, and they heard through the door this not nice person screaming at Alter Rebbe, and they got so angry, they started banging on the door. And now this person got out scared. Oh no, then I picked on the door. You open the door. What do you mean? Here's your Rebbe, take him. Not anything wrong. And they were so angry, they even wanted to give him a patch, and Alter Rebbe said, no, don't touch him. Leave him alone. The Alter Rebbe, he had a tea, he made a bench, and then he left. The Alter Rebbe said is that those 3 hours I was by that person screaming against him was even harder than all the days in jail. So, the Alter Rebbe was feeding Yotes Kislev, but it was already the night, it was already Chav Kislev, when the Alter Rebbe finally got out of the house of that not such nice person. And then the Alter Rebbe came home. So, these days of Yotes and Chav Kislev are very special days. It's called Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, when you have a special koyach to learn, even be stronger in learning Chassidus, to spread Chassidus, to act like a chassid, to have more of Yisrael, and get the whole world ready for Mashiach. And there's a very special koyach everyone has in these days to do more good things. And in these days, Hashem sends from Shemayim and helps people to wake up their hearts to serve Hashem better. So we're going to use out these times very special, and Bez Hashem very, very soon, we're going to have Mashiach, and we're going to see all of the Rebbeim again.